Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Speaking with Nick Tullock and Mike Whitlow this morning, and for the first time with ECR Minerals new technical consultant, Mike Parker. Morning, all.
Morning.
Look, Mike, Mike Parker, firstly, in terms of ECR's assets, its potential, what got you over the line?
I think, Andrew, first of all, thanks for the opportunity to chat to you guys. I think, basically, I've known Mike Whitlow for quite a while, and he's been talking about ECR in his role as CEO and some of the gold assets in Australia. I've always been fascinated by Australia, by the historical production there. And I was very intrigued to find out about the angle on tantalum niobium in Lulworth. I think that's another pegmatite story in Australia that's ready to roll there. I think the assets are great. I think that basically the company has got a lot of skills, and I think it's in a position now where there's a potential for us to move forward and to sort of get some leverage from the exploration we can do out there.
Tell us more, a little bit more, Mike, about your background and some of the companies that you've worked with.
Yeah, Andrew, I've been working for almost 40 years now in the exploration industry. I speak French and Spanish, so I've worked in Africa, Central Africa for decades. Also a lot of time in Latin America, still work in Latin America in various roles. And I'm very much an exploration-focused guy. I like to get hold of data, look at the granular parts of the job, and see how we can develop those into a bigger picture and basically get to drill targets and success in the most efficient and successful way.
And what are some of the companies, some of the names that you worked with previously?
I've worked for a major, First Quantum Minerals, for 21 years. Worked for 10 years for them in Congo, and for 10 years for them in Peru as well. I've formed my own company, a small consultancy in the UK, and I'm currently working for Aftermath Silver in Peru and Solace Minerals in Peru as well.
Well, look, Nick and Mike Whitlow, just in terms of one of the subjects attracting a lot of investor attention at the moment, our Victorian subsidiary, MGA, and of course its associated tax losses, seeing a highly encouraging level of interest, I suppose, a little bit quicker than many of us initially expected.
You know, I think a lot quicker than we expected, Andrew. We said when we first announced the plan to sell the tax losses, this is a very tight market. It's very bespoke. You know, a tax loss to someone is valuable, a tax loss to someone else is not. So we were pretty cautious, but you know, almost within days of starting the process for our advisor, we had people in the data room, we had people signing confidentiality letters. I mean, you know, this is all announced. And so the next stage, you know, the next natural stage is to pick a partner and to go into exclusivity. And this is very, very significant for us. I mean, I'm stating the obvious here, but the tax losses are worth between 18 and 22 million Australian dollars in the hands of someone who can use all of those losses. Now, that's not the value to us. We typically, the seller and the buyer share that value. Typically, the buyer gets a wee bit more because they're the ones taking the risk. But even so, this is going to be a big number. It's a big number for ECR's market cap. And as you say, it has gone a lot faster than we expected it to.
And Mike Whitlow, as Nick says here, this could be a very material amount of cash dropping into the ECR bank account, potentially.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of use for it in the business with the assets that we've got. That cash consideration is significant. It's encouraging at the pace that these guys are wanting to progress. And, you know, the irony is as we're awaiting a letter of exclusivity to be returned to us, signed, we've got more people coming through the data room. So it tells us that, you know, that the interest level's there. I think what's more important, and I keep steering people towards this, is, you know, some of the collaborations and relationships that we've been building around, you know, the geological survey. Subsequently, we've had another third party, remains unnamed at the moment, that have also reached out. So we can see that, you know, the academics are also supportive of the projects that we've got. And whilst we appreciate that, we don't ever want to be led by academia, because whilst it's great to have the science behind it, the pace in which these guys operate can sometimes sort of fall behind a little bit. So we want to support them on our journey, that we're moving ahead and accelerating. So the accumulated tax losses, the non-core asset, incredibly exciting development. And as I say, even over the weekend, we've had ongoing and constant communication, which again is highly encouraging. So yeah, we're getting things moving a lot quicker than I think any of us anticipated. And yeah, great to have Mike Parker formerly as part of the team now. So welcome, Mike. And yeah,
Thank you.
we've known each other a while. I think we've got a good working relationship, and I've got a huge amount of respect for Mike's technical input. And I think ECR require that. I've stated this recently, and I'm happy to reiterate it. I know my own limitations, where I can be of value and where I can't be. And there's certain aspects of this business where we need to have a strong technical, sort of understanding and prowess around the business. We've got a great head geologist in Adam, and what a great addition to have Mike on board as well.
Absolutely. Mike, you mentioned moving things forward, accelerating operations in Victoria. Of course, currently diamond drilling at Tambo. What's the latest there?
Yeah, the guys are progressing quite nicely. I think operations are coming to an end and concluding shortly. Things have gone well. There've been some, and we've put a little bit of media out there. The signatures of from the bismuth have been extremely high. We've known that to be a conducive pathfinder, particularly around this region when we did the historical work and reconnaissance work when looking at Tambo. So yeah, all very encouraging, and I'd expect an update on that in the not too distant future.
And of course, Nick, while there can be no guarantees around any corporate transactions, it's looking as though this could be quite an interesting end to the year for ECR Minerals.
Yeah, I think there's quite a lot to look forward to, isn't there? Mike has given a good summary of what we've got operationally. The tax losses, clearly feature very prominently in this conversation. There's quite a lot of activity on the ground. Mike Parker's arrival as well just gives us a little bit more capability in terms of what might be under the ground. So yeah, it's shaping up for a nice finish to the year, absolutely.
Good to see you all. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Andrew.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.